Hey guys, Asia feels used. There's might be some more dick in the soup. And we got some big news for Drag Race Thailand fans in News and Gossip. So stay tuned and find out who's behind this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello and welcome. And I don't know, Anthony, if you want to cut to the video of this audio that we're playing, because there's a
special guest,
special drag queen.
Okay.
Who could that
that's
be?
A lady. No, that's a man.
It's Kris Jenner.
No, it's Miss Kasha Davis.
Oh, hey. Don't cover the queen.
I was actually thinner then. Welcome
Mark.
To...
You look good.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you. I just put that out there to get some negative comments in the comments. So, welcome to the AfterBuzz TV weekly recap of RuPaul's Drag Race. Season 10, episode 5, The Bossy Rossi Show. And joining me today, back with the panel!
Yay.
Everybody's been wanting him back. I don't know why.
I'm black. Hello. Oh,
Kenny C. Harrison's
here. You're welcome, everyone.
Kenny Cherison. And then our two other partners in crime over here.
Hey, guys. I'm Oliver Drennan.
And we miss Kenny very, very much. We, of course, miss Jackie, and we miss Jay, who's out there working. But Kenny is back. That's very exciting for a lot of people. Yeah. You started, what, season 4?
3.
Season 3.
Yeah, when it was audio only. So,
there you go. When AfterBuzz was audio only.
Yes.
Not when RuPaul's Drag
Race. That too.
Kenny represents legendariness, which is amazing. But for me, my name is Ronnie Jr., and let's start the show.
Yeah.
You look good up there, Mark.
Thank you.
A little popping and locking, too. Yeah.
If you actually go on and type in Lorraine Love, Man, I Feel Like
she
a Woman.
She wants some hits, y'all. Go look at this video.
It actually has a good amount. But you can see me almost fall, because I'm walking backwards.
I saw that.
And I hit the stage, and I was like, oh! So you get to see that.
I saw that.
There's another one of my boot breaking in another performance. I won't tell you which one. You got to go through them all and find it.
She wants some hits. So go give us some hits.
And as I said earlier, there's some big news for Drag Race Thailand fans, so stay tuned for news and gossip at the end of the show.
Fun.
What were your overall thoughts on episode 5? Ladies.
Can we let the queen go first? Because she's back.
The queen has returned.
Me?
Kenny, we missed you.
Yes. Oh, okay. Oh, people miss me in that chat?
That's what they're saying.
Oh, I miss you guys too. Okay, so my overall thoughts. I'm still bitter about Trixie Mattel.
We're off the All-Stars. We're now on season 10.
Sorry, I forgot where I was. Yes. This was it's a good episode overall. Mm-hmm. Nothing out of the unusual. Mm-hmm. I thought the challenge... I had to watch it a second time to really appreciate the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, it was a good episode.
Yeah. I think even though I didn't agree with a lot of the decisions they made in the episode, I think it worked out like in terms of storyline and also just kind of like how things blew up in Vixen's face.
Yeah.
Surprising, like some of the queens you didn't think were going to do well did well. Like I said, I didn't agree with some of the decisions, but I still really enjoyed the episode.
Very good. I think that, sometimes it gets tough to watch all the arguing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So what makes it fun was just seeing how fun Rue was actually having. You know, that Rue quintessential laugh that we all know came out a bunch. I think a couple episodes before, she seemed to be sick. You know, mm-hmm. there was an odd voiceover. So to me, I would just say like seeing stuff like that is really fun. Seeing the camaraderie with the judges is fun because mm-hmm. it doesn't always have to be like you're this terrible queen bantering against each other. I don't always need that. Unrelated, but sort of related. Can we give a meaty tuck award to Asia? Aja from season 9 and of course All Stars. If you were combing through the Instagram, girl, there is a meaty tuck going on.
Oh,
so give
you're
it
familiar
a,
with her.
Give it
her
a
male
look.
Parts that it's meaty.
I'm just saying there's never been a meaty tuck award, but maybe go look at it right
actually,
now.
Actually, they weren't.
Do they have to prove that they're meaty though?
I mean, it just here's the thing. Aja's this small, but a certain position took up half of the photograph. Wow. I'm just telling you the truth as I witnessed it.
Sorry. As soon as I pull up Instagram, look who's on my Instagram. It's Jackie B. And I thought she just locked herself in my basement. I'm good to see you. But you look good, girl. Okay, sorry.
Anyways, no, that's it. Back to the show.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
No, I thought it was a great episode. I actually I was thinking about it today. I've really been happy with this season overall. I think the challenge, because sometimes they have some really kind of cornball challenges and stuff. I agree with what you said, Ali, that I think, I don't necessarily agree with decisions being made, but I don't think we ever will. I think the one thing, though, I wanted to start talking about is, from the beginning,
I just saw Aja's meaty tuck.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
I'm sure the people in the chat will agree that Aja has the meatiest tuck at this point, which makes me wonder, who has the meatiest tuck for season 10? I have a theory. I feel like it might be my darling Aja.
I think it's Blair.
Okay, come on!
I always say you gotta worry about the little ones. The big ones, you're always like, expect, and then you're just like disappointed.
Blair may be a kickstand, you're right.
That's just been my
experience. Where did I come back to?
That's just been my experience. Speaking of Aja, Aja had a little breakdown on this episode, contrary to what we had seen in the last episode, where she was drawn to tears because she wanted to help everybody so much. Uh-huh. But then at the beginning of this episode, she felt as though she was underappreciated and was left stranded. How do we feel?
Can I jump in real quick? I would like to commend Miss Cracker for calling her her bullshit.
Yeah.
There's two things for me with this one. I do appreciate Aja. I think she is probably one of my favorites at this point.
Okay.
She lost cool points with me over what she said about feeling used.
Yeah.
That was the word. Yes, and I'm so glad Miss Cracker called her out, because you can't give freely and expect something in return.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think she's a great queen. I think I like her humor, but she lost some cool points with me on that one. I still support her, but
Ollie, what'd you think?
Definitely lost some.
No, I completely agree with what you just said. You can't give a gift and wait, what the hell did she say? I don't even know what she said.
She said she felt used. She felt like everybody should have came to her and offered their help after she helped them.
She was very salty, and I feel like she did that because she was embarrassed, because I remember she said one of the guest judges she really looked up to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I definitely see, I think Aja's now going to light a fire under her ass, so now she's going to be one of a huge competitor, I think, honestly.
Yeah. It wasn't the same thing as if you see something, say something from last season, but it was in the same context. What I'm wondering, though, because I rewatched it a couple times, and I was wondering about the edit and the way the shots were panned and the music. I don't think Cracker was, coming for her.
No, not at all. No.
And I think that's a really negative thing that keeps... negative, how funny. I think it's a really funny thing that keeps happening, that, if somebody says something, it means all of a sudden 0 to 100.
Right.
Yeah.
I rewatched, and I was like, Cracker talked to you like a New York City queen would talk to you.
Yeah.
Just saying, hey, this is what it is. And so I was really worried that, the fan base would start to say, oh, it's this queen versus that queen. And I don't think that was it. And honestly, I agree with a lot of what you said, but I wasn't mad that Aja did that. I was okay with it. I think maybe she can grow in certain ways, but I didn't think it was tacky personally
of her saying that she felt used.
It looked a little tacky just because she kind of showed her
she's got to be able to express herself.
But if you're going to say something completely different when you're standing in front of RuPaul, who's judging this competition, then you, when you're backstage with, when they're not around, that's no.
And again, I don't know, I'm going off what Ronnie Jr. just said, we don't know if they were like, can you come help me sew this thing? Can you help me? We don't know
that. That was the first thing I thought.
She could have just walked over and like, hey girl, you need help?
Well, and I feel like that's what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what, when I saw stuff, what they showed, that's what you saw, was her volunteering her time.
Right.
Yeah.
So don't,
And it's even brought up about her being kind of like the motherly type. And that's kind of in her nature, so.
And Ru put it up, made a great point last week. She said, you need to use your time wisely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which
she did.
And I think if you help people, great. But at the end of the day, I think it was Vixen that said, it's still a competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you think she hid behind the comment of, at the end of the day, it's a competition, but have all came to drag because there's a sisterhood? Because that's when I say I defend her, I think that's where it's coming from. I understand it. Anyways, I'll let you take it, Kenny.
No. I'm totally going to piggyback off what you just said. I think there is a point to... And here, flip-flopping. Welcome back. No, I like the fact that she said, I came in here as wanting camaraderie, you know, the sisterhood. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, well, you know, it's still $100,000. It's a competition. So if you can find that balance, great. Oh, I missed you too. If you can find that balance, great. But don't cry over spilled milk.
Right.
Basically, that's my thoughts.
Yeah. I agree. Well, we're getting heated already. Before we get too heated, I'm going to let Ollie tell us a little bit about what Maria Menounos has been up to, our queen bee extraordinaire.
Well, we wouldn't be here without her, and also Kevin as well. And she has a wonderful podcast. You know, it's not just about Rue and Michelle. We got a podcast with Maria Menounos. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influence interviews, along with secrets, tips, and how to be a better... in all aspects of life. So this is relationships, this is finance, this is health, because I need those health and relationships. I need all of that.
All of the above here.
There's some fitness stuff, because I'm having some problems with my weight. So yes, that conversations with the Maria Menounos is that good. Well, it's not that, I mean, it's that good. It's just I haven't followed the rules yet, but I'm going to.
Yeah, it's free on iTunes every Friday. Please go check it out. You know, this we're a part of a community. We need to not only uplift ourselves, but uplift each other. And I think it's really important. So everyone needs a daily motivational, kick. And I think you can really get a kick out of Maria Menounos' podcast.
Oh, I like how you twisted that into that. And it is free on iTunes. Mm-hmm. And if you go and you comment and rate her a 5 stars, please be sure to tell her that the RuPaul's Drag Race, and Ollie in particular, sent you to her. All right, so let's get to the mini challenge, which I'm now dubbing the Dick in the Soup mini challenge. Which they were each given a bag of, these are different photos, Anthony. This is an earlier challenge, so this is not the one that we have photos for. This is the one where they were given army surplus bags with army gear in it, and they had to make up their most gag-worthy outfit. And I'm assuming they didn't write their own little things. I'm assuming the show wrote them.
I always wonder.
Yeah. I'm thinking the show wrote them for them.
Due to time constraints.
I just didn't think they would have time to write something as well. And some of them were quite clever. So I don't think that they wrote them.
So you're calling them dumb?
Yes.
In other words.
Just checking.
See, I'm nice when Kenny's not here. See, he brings out the bitch in me.
I've never seen you act like a bitch. How funny.
Did you have a favorite, Ronnie Jr.?
I did like, I actually liked Monique because it was so different and there was like sort of a butch feeling to it. I think the grenade earrings were really fun. And I think anytime you really call to attention, as we just talked about, the meaty tuck, like it was fun in that way. So I liked Monique. I liked Vixen, actually. I did like Vixen. It's weird how I don't think you like Vixen, but I did like her. I thought the garment was really fun. It accentuated the thigh high, the yellow equal camouflage boots. So there was like a contrast, which I liked. But Cameron, although simple, was another favorite. So those are my three favorites. Yeah, yeah. I think she excels in these like Americana challenges. Anything that has to do with something of that nature, she knows how to look like a Nashville drunk, mm-hmm. if necessary.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to write down Cameron because I'm going to praise her.
I completely agree with Cameron. I thought she was my favorite out of everyone. It was very simple, but like... And also, I just want her to have more screen time.
Wait, we're talking about the mini challenge.
Yes. Right? Okay. Yeah. I want her to have more screen time because I feel like this was the first time we saw like a confessional for
first
her.
First time, yes.
Maybe we saw like one for her on her entrance look.
Yeah.
And plus, we heard that Shania Twain was coming. So I felt like this really could have been a good week for her, but she didn't really excel. But anyways, I really like the look. I like crackers. I'm a cracker stan, so I pretty much almost like anything she does.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like...
I'm a cracker stan too, but I wasn't for that.
No?
I'm actually... I go very hard for cracker, but that wasn't... seemed a little too general, the same way she always looks. Same wig.
No, I liked it because it was the challenge, but it was also her aesthetic. And she also had the grenade earring, so I don't know. And I kind of like Vixen. I thought she sold her look as well, so... Yeah, and it makes sense that she won. Honestly,
Nakia in the chat says it was all tens across the board for Cameron. So it seems like a lot of people really did see Cameron as the one to rise.
Kenny,
I wrote one name and that's Crocker. Mm-hmm. I liked her. I agree with everything that Ollie said about her. Cameron was really good, and you know the Vixen was, you know, it was good. So my favorite was Miss Crocker.
Okay,
but the other two, Cameron, I'm agree with these two with Cameron and. The Vixen.
I agree. Miss Cracker, I just think it's so funny. I wrote this down for Miss Cracker. I liked it. I think it's so funny. Anytime they do these 15-minute challenges, I'm like, girl, I look like you took an hour to get ready. Yeah, I don't exactly. know how she does it. She just looks so polished, yeah. even when she's just throwing stuff together. And that it was very simple and everything. I liked it. I actually really liked Mayhem's. I liked the head piece and stuff that she did when she came around. I went, ooh, which I always have to pay attention to when I'm reacting out loud to stuff. I thought Aquarius was simple but cool. I did not like Monique's. I did not like Cameron. I don't get it. I'm still not getting why what people are seeing. I just can't get behind anything she's done 100%. She's just not impressed me.
Pause. The whole season so far?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh.
Her look? Cameron's look.
Well, other than
the Winter Wonderland in the Miami.
The Winter Wonderland, I liked it. I didn't love it. The one with the feathers, I loved.
Yeah.
That was the only one that she's done that I was like, wow. But there's always something, I don't know.
I think she's that's so versatile.
I see.
I really think
and
she
that's
has,
great.
She's a Cameron chameleon.
Yeah.
I have every episode since the last two. I've been wanting to see what she's gonna do next.
Yeah.
I'm looking for her on the runway.
Well, that's great. Just
so I disagree with you. Opinion. I disagree with you.
That's
Mark.
Good. That's great. So do you guys think Vixen should have won? You think that was appropriate?
I was fine with it.
Yeah.
I was fine with it because of how the episode turned out.
Kenny?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then we
won't. Only because we know that is going to be manipulated.
Well, the reason I called it the Dick in the Soup right. mini challenge was because I know a lot of people felt like she was chosen because that person got to pick the teams, and I think they were counting on her to kind of stir things up.
And I think it is a competition, but it's a televised competition, so the entertainment value of that move is great. I mean, I wasn't even really too intrigued by the Eureka and Aquaria. Oh, it's such a scandal. Like to me, I was like, eh. But I do understand it makes a great story, so let's go ahead and give Vixen the win. With that said, I had some really great things to say about her, so I'm like, yeah, she could have won.
I don't know. When she said it, I went, oh, of course she was, only because she got some, to make the teams. Mm-hmm. She definitely was not the person that was standing out in my head as the winner, so I was surprised. So I agree with the people that...
Did she get a prize?
No, she just got to pick the teams.
Gotcha.
So then the main challenge, and then they found out that the main challenge was they were all going to be on the Bossy Rossi show to test their improv comedy skills. And then as we said, in the mini challenge, Vixen got to choose her partner, and she chose Asia. And then she created the other pairs. The other pairs were Blair and Monique, Monet and Cameron. And my computer just went out.
And then you had Vixen and Asia. And Aquaria and Eureka.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, Cracker and Mayhem. Did we get
and
say
Cracker
that?
And Mayhem.
Here's the description. So Vixen and Asia is going to be Why You So Obsessed With Me. Blair and Monique is going to be I Married a Cactus. Monet and Cameron, My Freaky Addiction Is Ruining My Life. Cracker and Mayhem, Save Me From My Deadly Fear of Pickles. And Eureka and Aquaria is Look At Me, I'm a Sexy Baby.
Okay. So now that we have all that out, I'm just curious to know, before we talk about the actual challenge itself, if you felt... those were good teams, bad teams. You agreed with the pairings. You thought that she was trying to mix things up. And if you thought that there was a category that was given that was kind of unfair. Just out of curiosity. It was more my curiosity than anything.
Out of curiosity, she even, out of her own words, the Vixen's words, she was like, I paired those Eureka and Aquaria because I don't like them. So was shading.
I just kept thinking... Like, I thought if she was going to stir things up, she would have put Aquaria and Miss Cracker together, right? Like, I just thought there were other people, I don't know. I agree, I thought, okay, then she obviously wasn't plotting, because I didn't see a rhyme or reason to the pairings.
Right.
So I do kind of think, I was just asking more for curiosity.
Right. Yes.
I actually think... She wasn't really thinking that much about it.
And
I think it just ended up that Aquaria and Eureka was, and I think she kind of liked it.
I think she kind of wanted to set them up for failure, for sure, because she would have thought that Eureka was going to totally overshadow Aquaria. In reality, they ended up, you know, as we know, they vibe well off each other.
Yeah. I also don't think it was that big of a freaking deal.
Yeah.
So you have two people that you don't like. You're not, there's no scandal and, oh, I'm going to get them.
Well, that's what I was saying is, like, even putting them yes, they're both big personalities, but sometimes in an improv challenge, two big personalities make a win, which ended up being the case.
I think it was also, I think they had a funnier category.
Yeah. I think the worst category to have was the addiction one. I thought that was the hardest one to work with.
Yeah,
because we saw Monet, who's like a comedy queen. Oh, she could not, for the life of her, land a joke.
So Monet was addicted to the foam padding, and Cameron was addicted to
Lo and behold, Cameron stepped it up. I thought this was the week that Cameron was going to go home, honestly. And she actually was funny. She wasn't the best, but
she was actually way up there in my book. I think what helped her
was being paired with Monet, and she even said it in her little confessional. If I'm going to be with Monet, I got to raise my game. And I think Monet had the opposite. Right. Where she was like, "Oh, I'm with Cameron. I'm gold."
I'm sorry, Kenny.
No, go ahead.
A lot of the chat is saying that for Monet to not utilize the hip pad eating or something of that nature just really was the biggest miss of that whole thing.
Absolutely.
Right. I have a question for you guys. Do you guys? Because I don't think Rue just assigned the categories.
Yes,
right?
Correct.
Do you think that if they were to gotten a different category?
Yeah, that's what I was asking too. Oh, okay. I was curious if you thought that there was one that was...
So my answer is yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we talked about that a little when it was the dating app challenge, where I was saying that I didn't think the one that was very catfishy would have been easy, but then Mark also was like, well, at the end of the day, you have to rise to each occasion. To your question, who I thought had the easiest, I mean, I really don't know who was the easiest. I thought I Married a Cactus would have been really challenging, so those girls stomped it. And I don't even see Blair and Monique were together. Yeah. I don't even see them as, like, being super close or, like, how they... So, to me, I almost give them, like, the biggest award for bringing that together.
Well, agreed. And because their characters were so well thought out and so in contrast of each other, it worked.
Yeah.
And I think, to your point, the pairing worked because of that.
Yeah.
And I don't think that the Vixen had any rhyme or reason to pair them together other than they may have been standing next to each other at that point. So I agree with you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr.
And I also, it was funny too because Vixen's just trying to stir things up. Mm-hmm. The whole drama with impersonating Aquaria and Cracker, I thought they were going to try to dress and look like Aquaria and Cracker, which I thought might be a little more offensive to them and they might get a little bit more upset about it. Mm-hmm. But what they ended up doing, ultimately, other than being from New York and talking about Times Square, I didn't feel like they really did anything that was that stir-worthy.
Well, I feel... I honestly don't think that Miss Cracker and Aquaria were even paying attention.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think... I mean, they cut to them, but they
obviously weren't watching each other.
Yeah, and they weren't... Yeah.
The only yes on that, but the only thing that is interesting is it is Why Are You So Obsessed With Me. So there is a level of, like, them now, picking the idea could have worked.
But they weren't going... Like, she wasn't playing Aquaria and, like, why are you... impersonating Miss Cracker. Like, it wasn't that.
They were still saying their own names.
They were still, they were using their own names, and they didn't look like Aquaria. I don't know.
If the producers really wanted drama, they would have been paired together, and that would have been Miss Cracker and Aquaria would have been paired together, and that would have been their category to
do. And they would have knocked that out of the ballpark.
And they would have not. But
Cracker would still nail it.
Yeah, but without a little bit of a whole lot of drama behind it.
Yeah.
Because it's already established.
I honestly think Vixen and Asia were the worst of the week, for sure. Like, I think every team had, like, a star player, for sure.
Yes.
But Vixen and Asia just didn't do it for me. I think if anyone was stronger, it would have been Asia, but still, like, as a group, they just did terrible.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
There's a lot of people in the chat also didn't agree that agreed that Mayhem was stinking it up really
Mayhem
strong.
Mayhem did a good job.
Oh, I would totally disagree.
I didn't think she was
better
than Asia and Vixen.
I agree.
Like, I think she played her part. She helped. She really helped Cracker look good and Cracker. Like, they.
Well, it's all. And that's the thing is, you know, they always say someone's got to play the straight guy. So Mayhem just played what. I mean, not saying she couldn't have done better, not saying somebody else given that role would have done a better job, but I agree, I don't think that she was the worst of everybody that was out there, and I thought she did the part. I agree with you
100%. But I think at this point, and I'm surprised that I'm saying this, that they were all pretty solid. I mean, there wasn't one Yeah. Like completely awful. Again, I had to watch. I didn't laugh the first time I watched it. I was like, "What am I watching?" Then I watched it the second time. I was like, "Okay."
I always say it's like Top Chef. When you get down to the nitty gritty, it starts to become about a grain of salt.
Yeah,
true.
So no, but we're just gonna nitpick.
But when Mayhem laid out on the back and on that table, yeah. I actually thought that was brilliant. Yeah.
I actually loved her entrance. I loved her coming in and playing with the crowd, and you were just like, "Oh, this is a girl on a talk show." Like I got that.
It wasn't a little one tone for you guys.
No, it was.
I think when you talk about Mayhem going to the back counter and laying down, to me the only, and I watched it multiple times as well. The only thing I was seeing was the karate chop looking walk that Pickle Cracker did, and so when I rewatched, I looked just at Mayhem and I said, "Wow, she is stinking it up as bad as what the Vixen in Asia put forth," because she didn't have a story to hers. And I understand the straight man and the person to shine, I get that, but when I watched it, I didn't see Mayhem doing anything fantastic. That might just be because of the result, you know.
But I would rather have watched what she did than watch what Vixen did.
Yeah.
And Michelle said it on the runway. All you did was play angry and that's the thing too, is like, you know, have you taken improv?
Yes.
Improv? Has everyone taken?
Yes.
If you've taken improv, you know
Right.
Yes, and you can't play improv and be no. Mm-hmm. Like when Vixen comes out and Ross is like, "What's her name?" And you're just like so dismissive. You have to make choices. You can't be kind of wishy-washy answers. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make improv work. You have to have an answer. You have to, whether it's good or bad, you have to have an answer. You have to say yes and.
I know we have to move on, and this is something I want to do because I always want to objectively judge based on how great the performance was. I don't like Aquaria and I don't like Eureka for the most part, like you know, wholeheartedly, but I think they did well, and I thought whoever wrote the story arc of I think somebody said baby again, and then it was like, "Oh, you're the baby that cheated on the husband."
Yeah.
So there was a story that was being told. So I think they actually did a pretty good
job. They did a great job. I love that their story went full circle.
Agreed. Can I
real
quick do you guys think, because we were going back to the straight and narrow character versus the other character, do you think that Cameron and Monet's character was too, they were both the same in a sense that they really couldn't play off of each other?
Agreed, yeah.
They both had an addiction.
Yeah.
So
needed one to be like a doctor.
No, exactly. They weren't polar opposites.
Exactly.
Or an ex-girlfriend, like, "Oh, I can never go out with my boo because my boo's always eating, yada yada."
Right.
Or I think Monet's mistake was she was disgusted by Cameron's addiction. Mm-hmm. I think it would have been funnier if they both kind of bonded over both having an addiction. I think that would have been funnier. Before we go into the runway, don't forget, you guys, to go on to iTunes and rate us 5 stars and write a nice review. If this was My Days of Our Lives, you'd become Fan of the Week, but we don't do Fan of the Week.
Oh, we are doing shout-outs later on.
Yeah, we'll be doing shout-outs in a little bit. So let's get to the runway. The top three... Oh, so it was Denim and Diamonds was the theme. Thank you.
Why am I the only one wearing denim?
I know. I didn't think.
Okay.
I guess I do have jeans on.
We all have jeans on.
No diamonds? So, no diamonds, though? Okay.
In my heart. There's a diamond in my heart.
There's a diamond in the sky.
Guest judges were Kerry Preston and Shania Twain, and she was joined with Michelle and
Carson. I love
Kerry
Preston. True Blood.
Claws.
So the top three chosen by Rue were Eureka, Miss Cracker, and a hesitant Monique. Monique for the challenge, yes. And then the bottom three were Monet, Vixen, and Mayhem. Do we agree with Rue's choices?
I like the fact that she said we're judging on performance and runway. Because sometimes in the past, we don't know.
It's just performance.
Right. So I still believe you should be, if you're in a group or a pairing, you should both be judged together.
I think that's
fair.
I wouldn't have thought that
necessarily.
No, because it's like, okay, well, if you had a pair and one did good and one did bad, why would you...
No, but doesn't that make the competition good? Because you get with somebody who's dragging, it's your job to now work with them.
Right. So if I'm doing well and you're not doing well,
not gonna happen.
I'm going to let you sink because they're looking at me and I don't care.
Yeah, but it's not two winners, but what I'm saying is
that if we know that we're judged as a pair, I'm going to do whatever you're going to do whatever it takes to make me get to your level. is what I'm saying.
Well, can sometimes we, well, people I think can't it was get
hard,
to my
it was
level.
Hard though, because my point earlier was the fact that there were star players in each one other than Vixen and Asia's. There was Blair and Monique. Monique was a star player. Cameron and Monet, it was Cameron. Cracker and Mayhem, Cracker.
Yeah,
Aquarian.
Right.
Well, Aquarian and Eureka kind of.
They were.
I say Eureka was stronger.
It's but pretty interesting if we could pull up the photo of Eureka. You know, obviously, you know, I don't really get it. And I'm actually really intrigued by the chat that's going on right now, because a lot of people have agreed that Eureka was a, like, in Kenny's words, a meh moment. So, the question of the day, and you can put it on the chat. Do you
for the runway or for the challenge?
They're speaking on the runway, and okay. I almost wonder, question of the day for the chat and YouTube and iTunes is, like, I wonder if we're just giving Eureka the win based on the baby performance.
Or they gave her the win because last season she went home on episode 5.
Right.
Well, that's why I think
that
she
would
won.
Be dick in the soup for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean,
Eureka couldn't wait to let
it be known.
I am a Eureka fan. I loved it. I loved the look.
Kenny,
I didn't
welcome
bother
to
me.
My world.
It didn't bother it didn't bother me that it was looked like kind of a curtain.
Can
fabric.
You tell us why? That's a good thing. Tell us why you like
Eureka. I like the face and the hair. I didn't like the jumpsuit.
I just thought it was, when she, again, it was a moment where she came around the corner and I was like, ah, that's cute. I just really liked it.
I just feel like they give the show, the other
she
queen.
She looked polished. She looked professional. She did the challenge. She was diamonds and denim, and she knocked it out of the ballpark for the challenge.
I didn't see a whole lot of diamonds, though.
If you watch on a high-definition TV or on a computer, the fabric in the middle had a lot of shine to it.
Do you guys think that this was one of those challenges? Remember, it was that first one where, I guess, around the blogs, it was saying it was signature, but then they turned it on the show to be called Best Drag. Because I'm wondering, diamonds and denim, to me, doesn't naturally lend itself to, like, a country theme. Yet every single queen...
Right. Agreed.
Because you know who I think of in that context? I said, diamonds and denim. I go, you know Monique Hart is going to give you Lil Kim, Foxy Brown, Trina in Miami summer. And so when it didn't happen that way, I'm like, I wonder if it was, like, matching of a country thing during the actual competition.
Could have been.
To add on to that, because you know that we all know that they get a list. I wonder if it was listed differently, like a country theme. And then, you know, for production, they changed it.
Because if that were to be the case, Monique wouldn't have been that bad, maybe.
Exactly. And I'm going to wholeheartedly disagree with you on Eureka.
Okay.
I was kind of excited that she was going to be back for season 10. And I'm only saying this because I haven't been here in all season. This look wasn't horrible, but it wasn't my favorite, and I don't think that it should have landed her a win.
Yeah.
Combined with her performance. I thought her performance was funny.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at it.
Because if the win was judged on both performance and the look, I don't think she should have won. I think it should have went to Cracker or Monique. Cracker, I feel like her comedy, her look was awesome. It was totally Pippi Longstockings. And her performance just was very campy, very well thought out, very smart. And I just love her comedy. It's really well thought out. And for Monique, I think I loved her reveal. I know she had the little brown cow. Stunning. It was giraffe.
I loved her explanation
but
for it.
I loved it. I love seeing Monique on stage every week.
I was going to piggyback off your Cracker thing, and I think when I judge Cracker, Cracker's literally one. Cracker and Monet, maybe it's because of the New York thing, they're just always going to be my favorite, so let's preface that. But the second thing is, I usually don't really jump into Cracker fascination because I'm critically hard on her. But I think she, hands down, was the best in the Bossy Rossi. Like, not even close. I know people liked Eureka. Cracker was hands down the best. And it was funny, I think, I'm with the edit and with the music they play, Ross, I think, said something like, oh, Cracker didn't start strong, but she got there. That, if you listen to that and take, from your own mental note, take the audio out, you know that she was doing a slow beat to camera, dip in, turn. And so I was like, oh, they're trying to make it like it was a bill. That's not the case. We know at this booth right here, this panel, that Cracker done did that thing. Okay, yes.
They're purposely going to, like, wait.
I'm so proud of you, Ronnie.
But don't you think they're purposely, like, waiting? They're stalling on her win to kind of rile up the fans?
I just was thinking about this today, and I was like, I'm like, are they doing that? Or are we going to be in for a rug being pulled out from under us.
Okay.
That's my concern.
That's something that could very well happen.
Yes. And I...
Because I'm like, do they generally just not get her? That's my concern.
I want to say that this is the second... And I totally agree with Ollie. I think this is the second week in a row she was overlooked for a win. I thought she was great, better than Aquaria last week. All three of her looks were great. Tonight, when I saw Pippi Longstocking come down, I even wrote that down. I was like, oh my God, I am so with... And it was pink, and I...
And you know what was so amazing about it? People are saying this in the chat right now. They're asking, was Crackers, was she in denim too? And here's the thing about... Well, and here's the thing about drag. It's almost like all rules kind of go out the window.
That's true.
If you're doing denim and it looks horrible, they're going to clock you, mayhem. But it was funny. None of us clocked... Cracker, because although it was also pink denim as well, you were taken to a story.
Well, and that's,
it looked like
denim, I didn't.
That's why I didn't clock her.
Well, yeah. I knew. I mean, it's like, I mean, it would just be dumb to show up on the runway in a denim and diamonds challenge and not be in denim. So I was almost bothered that they even said, "Is that really denim?" It's like, well, girl, yeah, it's the challenge. Yeah. I don't know, whatever. Because I don't think she would have showed up without it.
You're talking about mayhem, right?
Yeah. So you guys agreed with the top and bottom. There was anybody that you thought should have been in the top or bottom?
I thought Cameron should have been in the top.
Agreed.
It was nice that they gave her Momo Shania, though. That was
Sweet. Yeah, that was good. But I think I liked her. I love... I'm... Her runways are like...
Oh, I loved her runway, too. Yes. You just reminded me.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah. And I was...
I'm super thirsty for Cameron, so I follow her on Instagram, and she posted a photo with this without the breasts, and it still looked great. Like, you don't need a breastplate? Like, she... I love Cameron. I honestly love Cameron. Yeah. And I think... Okay. I'm, like, thinking she might be here longer
than
we think.
Is she related to Chad?
No.
Okay.
I think no. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Okay. Or they're not from the same family.
No, and I feel like we would have heard that if they were. Only person that I thought I really liked their look that wasn't in the top was Aquaria. Which I was actually surprised that I sang that.
Oh.
I'm going to admit, because I admitted this a couple seasons ago with Pearl. She's growing on me.
Like a rash.
I really like this. I think because the order they came out, I think she was the first one that kind of had a different silhouette. So I don't know if that's why I took to it so much.
Is she giving body there?
But it was just different from the other ones. It wasn't the jumpsuit. It wasn't the fringe. It was just something different. And I loved that the hat was oversized. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to wear a hat, it's got to look proportional, which is what Mayhem's problem was that her hat wasn't
You guys, do you know that I actually really liked Asia's look? I like, and it goes to that idea of, it was the gigantic, I think we have a photo of the fringe. Gigantic big shoulders.
Oh, the fringe! But I like that too!
Thank you, And let me, can I give you the mind track on how that worked? I think, as we were saying a second ago, there are rules to drag, but if you are able to find a way to crisscross them make it work and, like, pounce that runway like she did. I mean, I looked in detail. She had not only fringe. She had not only...
diamonds.
It was a lot of different things.
I didn't see diamonds.
And otherwise wouldn't match. And the fact that it did match made me say, yes, you at least weren't as bad as the critique of what they gave her. Yeah. I really liked her.
I like Vixen's outfit, too.
I like Vixen's, too.
And I agree with the cinching.
That could have saved her.
Yeah. That shit was sick.
The chap long dress thing. I liked that. That was cool.
I liked from the knees down.
I also liked the way she maneuvered in it, too, because she's used...
I agree. I disagree with Mark, but I agree with
that's
you.
That's the best Vixen's ever looked so far.
Yes, agreed.
I will say that.
Well, I would have changed maybe a different wig. But that was sick.
Do you guys also give
awards? I agree with Blair. She should look back at the mirror before she walks out the room.
Do you guys also give points on how they, you know, run that runway as well? Because what was interesting about Vixen is Vixen always has been this, like, firecracker. This gave me an elegance that I had not seen. So that added to the reason I liked her. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Interesting.
Wait, what did Blair say?
She said that when they were asking in the Untucked who they thought should go home, she said Vixen, and she said that when she leaves the workroom, she should go back and look in the mirror again. So it ended up being Monet and Mayhem lip-syncing for their life.
Yes.
And...
No surprises there.
They did Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Which, by the way, I'm surprised that song has not been
sang. I actually... It was funny because I was watching the Tudor Boot before we came in, and at the very beginning Raven actually says that Shania does not give the rights to any of her songs. If you notice American Idol and Voice, you never hear a Shania Twain song. She does not give rights, so that was big that she actually allowed them to use that song.
Interesting. She's also promoting her album, so maybe
exactly.
Now
it's called Now,
but isn't it, don't they get paid really well for stuff like that?
She may just have her own choices for that. So do we agree that Mayhem was the correct person based on the lip sync to go home?
200% based on like two episodes ago.
Yeah.
I thought she...
I agree. Whatever. Yeah.
I thought she held her own. Okay. I don't know. I think what I didn't like about Monet is I love her gimmicks and everything. I don't like when a queen gets naked.
I agree. I agree.
She
kind of
got... She like...
I agree.
I also didn't like Monet's looks. I'm sorry. I like Monet, but I just feel bad because I always hate her looks because I think her looks just look
sloppy. Well, here's
sloppy.
The thing. So, and I didn't mean to cut you off, and I totally agree with you. I wonder, because she keeps saying, I feel like I'm bringing it every week. What planet? I mean, and I like her too as a person. I think.
Oh,
I,
yeah.
But
same,
at what
same.
Point do you look in the mirror?
Be nice, Kenny, please.
I like her as same. I think she's funny, but I'm like, girl, like.
And now that she's staying, I want her to freaking slay.
Exactly.
I want her to do so well and prove me wrong.
Exactly. And I agree with how many more tricks you got to pull out of the bag. You know what I mean? You're gonna run out of tricks eventually.
Well, my issue story with it was, I mean, if we're gonna get really really technical, which I'm going to because I do love this song. I mean, the song is "Man, I Feel Like a Woman," and I felt like she was playing the opposite of what the song is about, and she was getting naked and showing that she was a man. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, it's "Man, I Feel Like a Woman." You should be like, it's woman empowering. It's not "Look at me, I'm a man." So it's like if I were a boy, you know what I mean? Like then I could agree with
a little too literal.
But
that's a good interpretation, though. I agree. Very good. Very good.
I've been sitting here to just disagree with you.
It was the only thing. And again, I don't like taking the clothes off. And then she put her pants around her legs and she couldn't move. That bothered me. I just didn't. I don't know. I'm glad she's still there.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't necessarily think that Mayhem won the lip sync per se, but. That being said,
I think Monet's going to come through. And I think what's interesting, and this is going to be, for my opinion at least, the Trinity, the Tuck Taylor effect, which means sometimes you, like with Trinity, I thought she did really well in the competition last season because did a lot of things that weren't in her wheelhouse of pageantry. Mm-hmm. And so I think what's happening with why Monet is so confident is there's a certain thing, and we saw Cracker said it in the previous episode, that Monet will go to a club, untucked, with little, you know, whatever, Lindsay. Whatever, yep. Hair is whatever, makeup is whatever, and she knows how to own a crowd. And that will do very well in New York, you know? And so that's why I think this competition is really weird, because the things that reward certain people, like a Blair in a certain place or an Asia in a certain place, mm-hmm. may not reward...
Right.
Well, no Asia will knock it down, but, you know, won't reward in a New York City. So what I feel Monique's comment was about was that I have the confidence. I've been seeing the rewards. The love has been coming to me. And now I'm in a space where the judgment is on, you know, the look or the choices. And that's where she's dropping. With that said, I do believe she's going to get it together and snap it into gear. I love Monique.
We hope so. We hope so. Ronnie, do you also want to give some fan shout-outs? Miss Jackie Borowski does this normally. But
she's in my basement. She's not here.
She is Captain in Kenny's basement, so he can be here.
Gave her the key. She can get out whenever she wants.
Ronnie, and I think you even found somebody who said something nice about me.
I had to look in the deep end.
We had to dust off some stuff. But we found one.
We found something about her. No, shout out to Luis Villa, Christopher Ramel, Andrew Wilton, Frank 903-2003, Refoice, JSV, and Charles W. Rand. They both have YouTube channels. One of them is really fun. It's the Mom and Son YouTube on RuPaul's Drag Race, which is cool. I Can Only Stare, which is a great drag name. I Can Only Stare. Love it. Did you get it? I Can Only Stare.
It's coming to me.
Nice, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for Kenny to catch it, but okay. I Can Only Stare.
Oh.
Gosh, Kenny.
Who else wants a shout out? Who else is there?
Okay, sorry. Daniel Franco, Eugene Moore Flom, To All the Good Things, Kiana Prescott, Comments Weekly, Pink Starlight, Child of Destiny. Now, Dana Alexander said that she also think last episode that Dusty had to go, or didn't want Dusty to go, but admittingly knew that Dusty didn't bring it. So that's how the competition goes. Luis Villa said, I absolutely love this panel. Everyone is smart, brings something different to the table, and are all charismatic.
Oh, thank you.
And I said, we're not charismatic. We're charismatic, unique. Oh, now
nerve,
I forgot it.
Nerve.
Oh, my God, I forgot it.
This
nerve.
One didn't even know what
Where's
it meant.
Where's my uniqueness?
Nerve and talent.
I was trying to do that on cue. Oh, I failed
okay.
you guys.
That's
it happens.
Okay.
Christopher Ramel said, I'm so done with the Vixen and think Rue would never crown a winner with the Vixen's attitude.
Yeah.
Andrew Wilton said, hats off to Mark, a.k.a. Lorraine, who offers a great real live experience when it comes to drag and her perspectives.
Thank you.
Kiana Prescott.
Who was that?
That was your mother.
Ah, Diane!
I'm kidding. Andrew Wilton loves you.
Andrew.
Andrew, you got a gift bag coming.
My first child, Andrew.
And you got a gift basket coming to your house.
Kiana Prescott said, comparing Monique to Milk is a no-no. Milk is not only delusional, but has zero self-awareness, so don't ever compare Monique to Milk.
Why are you writing me down after you brought me up? I'm glad you did that. This is, Jackie would never do that to me. You're never doing this again.
This is Kiana.
you're taking that job away
can
from
me. Can I do this? I want to do this.
You can do that.
Done with shout outs. All right.
So now, look, just a couple news and gossip things that I found, if we want to do that. I saw a tweet from World of Wonder, if you follow World of Wonder, WoW Presents. Starting May 4th, this is what I was talking about earlier. If you are interested in Drag Race Thailand, you can now watch Drag Race Thailand on WoW Presents Plus. Right. So I'm sure that costs money to get. But if you have time and the investment, please look into that.
They have a bunch of other programs too. So,
yeah. Do you guys watch it? I don't.
I don't. I don't have.
Well, I haven't made it yet. No.
Okay. If you're in the chat room or make a comment, and let us know how it is if you watch it.
Yeah.
Supposedly it's really good.
Yeah. And if it's in English.
And then I just saw this when I was looking for the information for that about Thailand. Congrats to Tammy Brown. Out Magazine recently held a contest to find the most sickening drag queen in the world. And from a list of 20 international queens, RuPaul's Drag Race Season 1 superstar Tammy Brown won. She beat out drag queen heavyweights like Adore Delano, what? Aja, Alaska, Aquaria, Bella Biggie from Thailand, Bianca Del Rio, Bitch Pudding, Bob the Drag Queen, Captivating Cabaret from the Philippines, and more. Congratulations, girl. We love you, Tammy. So I'm very, very proud. She's my sister. I've literally have known Tammy since the very first time I performed at Mickey's. Aww. She was in the show.
She called in one time.
And
for our show.
She is one of the kindest, sweetest, amazing people I've met in Los Angeles. I love her. I love her drag. I love everything that she does. She can do no wrong in my book. And I can't think of any other person that deserved that award. I don't know what it was based on, but kudos to you, Tammy.
Aside
Brown.
From yourself.
Yeah, well, not wrong.
Just throwing that in there.
So that was it. We made it through.
Yay.
Yay. Thank you guys, everybody who tuned in live. We greatly appreciate it. Don't forget to go rate us 5 stars on iTunes and write a nice review. Let's go around the table and tell everybody where you can find us on our social medias.
Oh, at RandomlyRJ. Don't follow me. Thank you.
Hey guys, I'm Oliver Jennings.
I'm such a jerk, yeah.
Hey, I'm joking.
That's how people.
Oh my God. Can I just tell them where to follow me? Hi guys, I'm Oliver Jennings. Follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer.
You can find me at Kenny C. Harrison or Kenny Cherison on Instagram. Go find Jackie in my basement at 123 Jackie B. Is Jay still around?
Jay's still around.
He's
still
working,
underscore
booked
jealous.
And busy,
at Don't Be Jealous. Hey Jay, miss you.
Don't underscore B underscore jealous is his Instagram. Still underscore jealous is his Twitter. Love me some Jay. And if Kenny's not in the back alley behind Circus of Books,
you can find me inside.
He's playing tennis somewhere. And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love. LORAYNELOVE. And I just posted a new Instagram from this week when I did drag. So if you want to go judge me, go judge me. I'm ready for it. Thank you guys for being here.
Yay.
I will be here next week. You won't be here next week. It'll be we're mixing it up a little bit.
Okay.
Or so, maybe I will be.
Or maybe you will be. Oh, maybe you could be.
Yay.
Here's something fun. You guys, if you want me back, let me know in the comments.
Yes. Comment below.
And if I get at least one, I'll come back.
Comment back. Drunk.
You have high standards, buddy.
Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Drag you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.